You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I think one of the top ads for me this week is probably Tyrone Tracy. Now, is Devin Singletary playing next week? No idea. Is it possible that he plays and then Tyrone Tracy still has a role? Yes. That's why I'm picking him up and I'm stashing him. Now,
that's why we're calling him a stash.
Exactly. And I'm not a lot of these guys, like, I'm not breaking the bank on them, right? So if for whatever reason, Tyrone Tracy should have been rostered in most competitive leagues over the last 2 weeks, right? Like, someone should have picked him up in week five, played him, or benched him, or whatever, if you had guys. But, like, he shouldn't, in most leagues, he shouldn't be rostered, but he is. I mean, I'm sorry, he shouldn't be available, but he is. Over 100 yards in each of his two games as a starter, right? Very capable in the receiving game as well. He caught all six of his targets for 57 yards. So, Tyrone Tracy is somebody that we also touted in the offseason, in draft season, as somebody who's talented and who could do his thing. And honestly, like, Tyrone Tracy, he could be better than Devin Singletary. It's possible. Now, it says a lot for us to say, like, all right, well, Brian Daboll's going to bench Devin Singletary from here on out. It's like, it's hard to say that because he knows him. He knows him really well. He trusts him. He came from Buffalo and signed him, like, right away in free agency. And, you know, that was his guy. So is it a long shot for Tracy to get a big role? I would say yes. Is there a chance? Yes. So that's why he's a stash. And that's why I also wouldn't pay too much to get him, right? So I'm not going like 20% fab on Tracy. I'm going like 10, if that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you lose out, it is what it is.
The big thing for me is that, and we talked about this before last week, Devin Singletary hasn't looked bad either. This isn't like a Rashad White, always been inefficient, that type of thing. It's like Devin Singletary is doing his thing too. He was handling the workload, getting it done for you in fantasy each week. He had some nice outings, 15 points in week two, 19 points in week three. Like, he was doing his thing. He was getting the work that he needed. But now that he's out, you look at Tyrone Tracy, and Tyrone Tracy is doing even better than what Devin Singletary was doing on similar type of usage. That's exactly what you want. So you have Tyrone Tracy. He's definitely a stash in my mind. I don't think that he's just going to come in and have some super fantasy relevant role. But I think there's also value in him being a handcuff too. You talk about, okay, he could carve out a role, but we've seen now 2 weeks in a row, if anything would happen to Devin Singletary, this is a guy you could put in as a low RB1. Even on an offense that's not so fantastic. You know what I mean? Especially the game two nights ago. Yeah, it was Sunday night. The game two nights ago against the Bengals, the Giants only scored 7 points. And Tyrone Tracy still had 21 points. So for me, I look at Tyrone Tracy. There's value in him being a handcuff as well. I'm definitely not grabbing him right now with the intention of playing him next week, unless we'd hear that Devin Singletary is out. But I do think Devin Singletary will be back. But there is a role where he could have a little bit of volume. That pass catching role could make him relevant. There's just a bunch of ways that he could be fantasy relevant. You want to have that on your team.